Hello, welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I am your host, Aylin. And with me today, I have my cousin, Christina.
Hi, guys. Christina. I'm 23. I work in the car business in the service department.
All right. So how has your week been? Like, what you been up to?
It's, okay, so I actually started work last week Monday.
Yeah.
They called me back after a month of quarantine and lockdown. We were close for a month. And they finally called us back. And they said we're going to open up slowly, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, slowly means appointment only, maybe 10 to 20 cars.
Mm-hmm.
Usually on a, before we fell into this pandemic, it was, we usually had like 30 to 40 cars on a regular day.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking they're going to split that in half as starting slow. Being that we already had cars that was left there before we closed down. So wouldn't the main goal be to get the cars that has been there for a month?
Yeah.
Not driven, not fixed. And you already know what happens to cars when they sit there. So, you know, these customers eating it up. They like, oh yeah, our car's been there. They have called us. We don't know what's going on. We're getting a new car. In their mind.
Yeah.
It don't work like that, sweetie.
So wait, so they start... So they already went through the process of doing it before the quarantine?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was in the midst of being fixed,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't fixed all the way because we closed down. So their car was like sitting in the garage, in the shop, half fixed, sitting there.
So they thought that it's going to get fixed while...
we were closed.
Oh Lord. I know that with everything open back up, because you know that Georgia is like everything's open back up. It was like,
yes, I heard.
So I know the jokes about, dang, America just decided that they don't want to be home no more and just went out and started doing their own thing. And that's what it seemed like. Like everybody's doing their own thing and stuff, businesses open back up. But it's like I understand, like, the process, like, but they should never been greedy with the money, like, when they were giving out those loans for their business, they should never been greedy. So now everybody's scrambling, and I know there was a joke that said that, oh, Kemp, because that's our, whoever, whatever he's called, so they were like, oh, he seen how much they gotta pay people to stay home, and he was like, open up that city back up. He was like, open up that city back up. But it's like, but since quarantine, like, everybody has decided to, like, open up, like, everybody decided to start their own business. And, of course, like, jokes be flying around every here and there. Like, dang, everybody have their own business stuff. And it's like, people taking it to heart. Like, I understand, like, when you have something and you think, like, that's your baby. Like, you know, this is my art. I'm sensitive about my stuff. You know, people upset and they tight because when they were talking about those lashes, man, I thought, I was like, dang, do we got beef? When they were talking about, oh, y'all be charging too much for lashes. I seen so many people with lashes business go in and I'm like, y'all don't have a journal? Like, y'all don't have a friend to talk to? Because it's this one... I can't remember what it was called, but it's a comedian and he be talking like amongst his friends and stuff. And he said that certain stuff he don't post on social media because he know that he will get quote unquote canceled. I don't want to get canceled. So he says that certain stuff should be left in the group chat or, you know, you send it to a friend or whatever because the timeline don't need to see that. And I feel as though that a lot of people, they blend in personal with professional, because you know a lot of people are like, oh, I want my own business because I can do whatever I want, I can run it whatever way I want to run it, and so on and so on. Even in TV shows, I've seen it where, like Insecure, where people are not separating professional from personal. Like, yeah, I know you. Yeah, you know, we're friends. We've been through all this stuff. But it's like something that's done for a professional setting. People are taking it to heart and stuff. And it's like, over some lashes? Over some lashes? Because I understand, like, of course, you have to make a profit and whatnot. And I've seen, like, so many people, like, break down. I know this one girl on TikTok. She came across a website that sells the same earrings that she do. You know, I think they have, I don't know if they have the same wholesaler or whatnot. But she was, like, breaking down, like, how why she charged that much and how much her profit is. And then she was like, oh, I do this at 15% upsell. And this person does it at 300%. But I think once you learn more about, you don't even have to learn more about business, but just like Google, like even when you just Google stuff, you can find out how much something really is, how much it, you know, how to get a profit, how much to charge. Like everything is Googleable. So I don't know why people be trying to like withhold information.
Yes.
When it's like, or don't get me started on the vendor list where people be charging hundreds of dollars for vendor lists.
Yes.
Well, to be honest, I'm not trying to knock nobody's hustle or whatever, but to be honest, you can reach out to a lot of these vendors through Amazon, yes. eBay, Etsy, all that stuff, and talk business with them. But I do like that everybody's getting their little hustle on. I've been seeing so many pictures of people post their LLC receipt or certificate. I don't know what the thing is called, but I see more people posting their LLC thingy and whatnot. You know anybody that you know personally or know in your area that's like started a little hustle?
Not personally. I do know somebody that sells hair.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I actually know her vendor. And what she was trying to sell me
mm-hmm.
compared to the prices that's on the website that from the vendor that she uses.
Yeah.
The upcharge is crazy. I was like, wow. You know, sometimes you try to give a good discount for somebody that you know.
Yeah.
Versus somebody that you don't know. So it's like, wow, like you was really gonna charge me that? Like for the package for the hair deal that I was gonna get
mm-hmm.
on the website, everything came out to like $230.
Yeah.
For the length that I wanted as well. Mm-hmm. She tried to charge me $400+. And like you said, you know, I understand you trying to make a profit, but that's kind of, like, unfair to me. Like, I just think that's kind of unfair. Like, you want to make your money, but you still want to be honest with people.
Right. But have you came across a, like, scene where people are, like, they be going on their rants about, well, if you don't want to pay that price, then you don't have to pay that price. You know, just da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, if you want, like, I've seen that so many times where, like I said, the personal, see, I don't know, because I know I watch videos about how certain brands, like, people who are, like, behind the scenes are, like, starting to, like, come forward and interact more with people and stuff. And some people are like, well, is that a good thing or a bad thing, you know, once your customers get to know you on a personal level? Or just, like, how much should they know? It's just all about the boundaries and whatnot.
Yes.
Like I said, some things could be just left in the group chat or whatnot. But it's like, if people disagree, because I've always, even before going to school for business, like, it's like, if people disagree, then it's like, they can disagree. Like, that's, you know, they have the right to disagree. You have the right to be upset or agree or whatnot. So if people are like, oh, no, I'm not paying this amount of money for blah, 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 blah. Like, why are you going off on them because they don't want to pay that price? Like, that's their prerogative. And I know that different areas, like different cities and whatnot, you know, people charge certain price. Like in California, like some lashes could be like over 150 just to get your lashes done in California versus Georgia, which is probably like under $50. So it's like, I understand the area and whatnot, but it's like, why are you going off on people?
Exactly.
I don't know, because with different generations, because, you know, people like to separate the generations or whatnot. Yes. And it's like, from what I've seen from, I'm going to start from the younger people, Generation Z. So this one person that I had reached out to do my artwork, they're 15 years old. And then another person that I reached out to do some artwork for me, they're 15 years old as well. And they're just so nice. They're so sweet. And I'm like, aw. I mean, of course you're going to have your couple of people out the bunch. But it's just that I just like seeing, like, these young, I mean, I want to say young kids, but I would say teenagers, you know, they getting their hustle on, they doing their thing, especially like with being an illustrator, graphic designer, and whatnot, because, you know, we need more graphic designers, and their artwork is pretty nice. But just seeing them get their hustle on, because I told you, like, I be on TikTok a lot, like the little kids app, what people call it. And I've seen so many of them, like, have their own business and stuff, and, like, they're still in high school or whatnot. And I really, really appreciate that, because it's not just the, oh, I'm just doing this to make money. It is, like, you could tell, like, they really took their time, and their customer service is so nice, and, you know, they're just promoting their products. They ain't with all that drama. They're just promoting their products and going about their business. So I'm like, okay. I said, okay, I see y'all, like, especially because they have, because you have all the information right there in your phone. You can Google this, Google that. How to do this. What program do people mostly use? You know, what system I have to get? You know, you have the resources. So I always appreciate them using their resources. I appreciate anybody that uses their resources, because especially if it's out here and it's free, you, like, you might as well. But from people around our age, I'm not saying it's all, but, you know, people our age, it's just like a lot of us take stuff personal or think somebody's throwing shade or whatnot. I feel as though if nobody's like straight up like trying to destroy your character or destroy your business, then I don't feel like you should really be so quick to, like, you know, just go off. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people can disagree. Like, anytime somebody is like, oh, I went and got my hair done by this person, they were so rude, they were so loud, they were coughing and stuff, and you're like, you're like, you know, you start going back and forth, and it's like, no, because, like, I know, you know, you seen, remember the honeypot when people were trying to say, like, because she did her commercial for Target, and she was like, I want to inspire little Black girls, and people were like, oh, that's racist, or they really tried to take her business down by giving her negative reviews and stuff. And then that's the only time you step up and you be like, don't do that. And that's what people did. People were like, you're not gonna do that, you're not gonna try to claim this. And she, like, the person over the company didn't have to say nothing, because her customers basically had her back. Because I like brands that are like, they're quiet, but, you know, they'll speak out when they need to. And then also when you speak out, it's a certain way that you have to talk. It's always about your tone and the type of words you use. Like, you can respond to customers, it's just your tone and stuff. Like, listen, I be on Facebook. So, like, to be honest, I do want to support some of the people on my timeline. But then I just remember all the times, like, they expose people, the shade throwing, the dragging. And it's like, first of all, it's hard for me to expose somebody. I mean, not expose. It's hard for me to support somebody that has exposed someone. It's hard for me because it's like, dang, like, what if I reach out to you about a question or concern and then you try to expose me or throw shade? It's like, 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 that makes me scared. But, I mean, I know one monkey ain't gonna stop the show at all. But it's like, like, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Because even though, like, some of that stuff is years ago and, like, people can change and whatnot, but it's like, don't see it. Me, I never really post, like, me in uniform or what type of, you know, what the location of my job or whatnot. Because I see a lot of people do that. Because even if you don't have your own business, like, I see a lot of people do that and they like talking about customers and talking about, oh, this one lady came in and then, and it's like, you don't do that. Like, I feel like people are too comfortable and they don't really think about it. Like, we all seen people, whatchamacallit, we all seen people, like, basically lose their job because of something crazy or wild they did on the...
on the social media.
Yeah, something crazy. So, that would make me scared to post about certain things, too. Back to, like, my timeline. Just the whole, like I said, like, people just going on their rants and whatnot. You know, you can go on your rants. But it's just the people trying to, like, guilt you into supporting them.
Yes.
Yes. It's like, guilting people into supporting you is not going to get support at all. Because it's like, I would never get that. Like, oh, y'all so quick to run and give your dollar to the white man. And it's like, you know, people so quick to put on they hotel hats and be like, y'all so quick to give y'all money to the white man. Or it's like, dang, you know, you can take that money and go buy something else. And it's like, dang, you don't even want to support somebody. Come on, we're supposed to help you. I feel as though they only do that when people are not, or, you know, I don't know what it is, but I feel as though, like, a lot of people do that for attention and just to, like, hear themselves talk, basically just for attention. But it's like,
or maybe sometimes they feel like business is not booming for them.
Yeah.
Like, they see it booming for others. And so the insecurities start kicking in, like, oh, my own people don't even support me.
That projecting. But I try to stay out of it, but I shared one thing that was like, your target market is not your friend. And then it's a whole process. Like, yeah, you can jump up and get your products, put the price on it, sell it. But it's deeper into just the products, handing it to the customer and getting your money. Like, you gotta figure out your target market. You gotta figure out how to do your promotion. You gotta figure out, like, you know, how much you want to pay in advertising, all that stuff. Because if I'm just promoting in my city and stuff, yeah, I mean, word of mouth is stronger or not. But if I'm just promoting in my city, like, that's just gonna, you know, once everybody in your city done bought it, then it's like, what else? So it's like, if you want to grow, like, they mean, that's why I don't trip. Like, I know people trip about, you know, going back to the guilting, like, people trip about, like, oh, if you don't take this time to start a business or do a craft and you're not disciplined. But it's like, that's why are you guilting people into starting their own business? Like, well, they don't want to. What if they want to? I said it all the time. I'm like, yo, if I get a job with some good benefits that pay good, listen, I mean, I'm gonna still do what I have to do, but it's like, there's nothing wrong with having a job. Especially in Atlanta, because, you know, everybody's trying to stunt and whatnot, and everybody's trying to do the thing. Because I've had people say that to me, like, oh, you're not disciplined, you ain't really about it. And it's like, what if I don't want to start a business? What if I'm straight doing the little things that I want to do? Like, because when I think about people saying, like, oh, you should start a business, like, shawty, what am I going to sell? What's up? Well, you could sell X, Y, and Z. What if I don't want to do that? What if that's not my passion? Like, the only time I start a business if it's something that I really like to do. Like, I'm just not, I don't want to do lashes. I don't want to sell lashes. I don't want to sell hair. It's like, so I'm not going to do something that I don't want to do. Like, I mean, if I do start a business, like I always tell people, it's going to be me doing people's hair. That's the only thing I'm doing. I'm providing a service. I'm doing people's hair. But as far as selling the product, what product am I going to sell? If I do sell a product, I want it to be something that I came up with versus, like, me just like, oh, let me just go grab a whole bunch of stuff and sell it. Like, I want to, like, it's a lot that goes into it. So the guilting thing is never going to work, and it's just going to, it's going to put a bad taste in people's mouth.
Mm-hmm. Especially in these times.
Exactly. Like, everybody's going through it right now, and you really want to add on the stress to some people by starting a business?
Right.
Like, man, some people aren't even getting money right now. So it's like, y'all got to relax. Because I know people bring up other businesses that started during, like, I want to say a pandemic, but I think it was like the recession. There was something going on. It was talking about how Uber and all these other places started their businesses during that time. But you got to look at what Uber offers. Because, you know, at that time, a lot of people were losing their jobs or they were getting lack of hours. And Uber was like, hey, you could use your car. You could drive your car. You can make money while doing that. So Uber, yeah. Uber is providing something to where people can make money. Of course, Uber's going to pop off. Oh, I could do this on the weekend. I could do this every other day and make some money. So, of course, people won't hop onto that. But if it's something like, hey, buy this, they're going to be kind of about it because it's like, what can... It's like, what... How can I benefit from this product? What can I use this product from? Who can I... Like, it's so deep. Like, I could go way into it because that's what I learned in school. Like, the process of a person wanting to buy a project... a product. I think it's sociology. And I think I took psychology as well.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I'm taking sociology next semester.
Oh, my God. You're going to love it. Look, I want to take it again.
Really? It was that good?
Yes. Because it really makes you think and look at, like, how other people think as well. From their backgrounds, from how, like, I think it's, like, your money, where you live at, your race, your background, your culture. You know, going further deep into that. You know, how many kids you got, if you're in a relationship, if you're single, you know, what type of job you work. It's a whole bunch of that. I think I took a lot of stuff related to, like, the mental. And I took organizational behavior, you know, seeing how, like, looking at the behaviors of, like, your employees and stuff, and how to create, you know, certain, I think, how to create your management, what type of management style you have. But if I do decide to, like, start a business, my thing will most likely be a service.
Yeah.
It'll be a service. Because, like, me, I like to help people. especially, I like to help people that want to be helped. Let me say that. I like to help people that want to be helped.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I ain't helping just anybody. Like, you gotta want it and stuff.
Exactly. You gotta have that drive. And a plan.
Right. And then I don't need all that attitude about how, oh, that's not going to work for me. How you know? Have you tried it?
Exactly.
But like you said, like the $400 hair and, you know, people having all these different products. Like, have you ever tried to, like, do it yourself?
Everyone that is in quarantine right now is learning how to do something that they would pay for.
Right.
If we weren't stuck in the house.
Because you had that extra time. And then, like I said, you got the resources. Like, everybody has their product. I mean, not their product. Everybody has their ingredient list. But what are certain things that you would make yourself versus buying it?
Wigs.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely wigs. Because nowadays, having someone else make the wig for you, that's running you about $300 to $400. And that's just making the wig. That's not even buying the hair.
Right.
So if you're a person that's high maintenance and you're buying hair that's going for $300, $400, you spending $600 to $800 all together just for one wig.
Right. Like, I can see, like, celebrities doing that because, like, they're always on the go. And then, you know, a lot of these people are smaller people as well. You know, they get the hair, they dye it, they color it, and the hair be looking so nice too. And, you know, they get that top quality lace. Uh-huh. But I can see like celebrity hair, but like I would say everyday people, like like you're better off making it yourself. Like even me, I used to be like, oh, I don't know how to do weave. I don't know how to do weave. Guess what? I'm about to learn.
Exactly. Exactly. Sit there and learn. There's so many videos, like you said, resources. There's so many videos, beginner friendly, that teach you step by step how to make a wig. So it's like you're saving yourself a trip. That's like honestly, $300 to $400 is a flight, a little mini trip to Miami. So
Shoot, nowadays, I think it's like $10 to go to Miami.
right. So it's like you saving yourself basically a trip. You saving yourself maybe half of a college course
Right.
just by learning how to make a wig yourself.
That's a car note.
Exactly. A car note, a water bill, electric bill, phone bill.
I mean, if that person feel like that's their worth and stuff, I'm not gonna like nobody talking down about that, but it's just like not today.
Yeah, like because sometimes you don't have it, like really and truly, that's the reality of things. You want your hair done, sometimes you don't have it to spend the money to get it done, so you have to do it yourself.
Right. I
Not
think
saying that you shouldn't treat yourself, sometimes you're able to treat yourself and sometimes you don't got it. So
Right. I know like shampoo and conditioner, I have to buy that. I don't know how to make shampoo and no damn conditioner.
oh yeah.
I tried to make my own shampoo once, dry my hair out. 'Cause everything that's like DIY with shampoo, it's always like, I think it's a African black soap, but it's like I need some of that. I need some of them other chemicals. I need some of them other chemicals. But my shampoo don't cost that much. Like I think with like a sugar scrub, I'll probably make that myself. But I kind of prefer to buy my own because, like, they know how to do it. Like mine just be all over the place.
Exactly. Like certain stuff, like, okay, I'm just gonna budget myself and get it because I need it. But if you can make it, like, honestly, I was talking to one of my friends about Carnival because honestly, me not having no Carnival this year.
Right. Ah, just killed the vibe.
So,
I was looking forward to
Carnival
it.
2021, hopefully.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, we should play Mass. And everyone knows if you're going to Trinidad and you're playing Mass, that's gonna run you about $2,500
Yeah.
altogether. And that may just be the costume alone.
Sure, I've seen costume for like $600.
Exactly. And sometimes it's a two-piece and some feathers. So I'm telling her, hey, listen, I've seen a few videos on YouTube that are beginner friendly. I'm gonna make my costume. This girl on YouTube made a nice, I mean, it was so beautiful. I was like, wow, I could do that. Yeah, it's gonna take you a few days. Yeah, you're gonna have to put a little work in, but at
Little
least you're
elbow
trying to get
grease.
creative. You at least you're making something that you know you're gonna like for yourself. You know how it's gonna come out. And you make it for yourself because sometimes when you buy something that's somebody else is making, it may or may not be true for you or made for your body. So,
Or you might not be feeling it like that. But I feel as though with me, if I spend like a good amount of money on something, I'm gonna pass it along. Most people, they spend money on something, they throw it away or whatever. I'm like, somebody else needs to experience this. If I
exactly.
experience this, let me go ahead, resell it. I know the value going down because I used it or whatnot. But let me pass it on to somebody else and hopefully they pass it on to the next, and to the next, and to the next. The traveling product. So that's the only time, like especially like with kids' clothes. Like I really don't resell my daughter's clothes unless she barely wore it. But other than that, I just give away for free. I'm like, these kids, they need their clothes. And I want somebody else to experience these shoes because I like them.
Exactly.
But like I said, like, everything's available online. So it's like, you know, if you want to do it yourself, you know, you can do it yourself. Like, but some things I will, but I'll pay money for because to support other people. Like, even though I can make it myself, you know, I'm like, let me try this out. Let me support somebody else. Because, like, with cooking, I cook my, you know, I make my own food. Like, if I want it, I'll make it. But I have, like, I have a lot of people that do, they cook, they're chefs. They make their own food. So I'm like, okay, I think I probably had probably like two out of the couple people I know that cook, I've had their food and it's real good. I would buy it again. But you know, just slide some money to them and be like, let me get a plate. Let me try it out. I love food, especially when somebody else cook it, because I know they're going to show out. I know they're going to put their foot in it and they're going to put some love. I know one of my childhood friends, she has, I can't remember what it was called. Oh my God. I think it was jerk chicken nacho fries. And it had like white macaroni in it. It was so good. She has a food truck. And her food, she's based in Tennessee, but she be in Tennessee and Georgia. But her food is like Caribbean soul food. And it's, she got bean pies. What else she got? Oh, I cannot remember, but she has a whole menu. Dang, I keep dropping my stuff. But she a whole menu of things. And it's real nice, but she be mostly in Stone Mountain area. That's far from me. But, you know, I think she was at Reggae in the Park. I think it was last year and stuff. I think she had a food truck out there. No, it was the year before that. She had her food truck out there. And I definitely came through. Because anytime I go to these festivals and stuff, like, I never like the food. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I haven't came across some good food yet. Or the place I get good food from, they're not there. So I be making, I'm like, damn it.
Yeah. Or when your favorite vendor is there and the line is so long, it's stretching across the whole park.
Right, and it's like, dang, by the time I get my food, they probably be scraping the bottom of the pot. It be scraping the bottom of the pot. But I know when I went to Reggae in the Park last year, I did not like, it was this one vendor, because they were like, oh, we're selling alcohol, beverages and stuff. So I was like, okay, let me try it out, because they were the first one I seen. And then eventually I seen the bar that they had in a whole different area, and I was like, dang, I was better going to the bar. But I have got one of their drinks, and it just tastes like straight juice. And I came to her, and I was like, hey, this just tastes like juice. Like, where's the alcohol? And she was like, oh, I can't remember what the heck she was saying. She was like, oh, the alcohol's in there. I'm like, no, it ain't no probably. Like, Shawty, y'all ain't put no alcohol in this. Why y'all lying to these people? I know what alcohol tastes like. She tried to say something about, like, it's diluted. And I'm like, you will still be able to taste, like, I think it was like a slushy type drink. But even if it melted, you will still be able to taste the alcohol. I didn't taste nothing. So then eventually I found the bar. And then they gave me one of them slushy drinks, and you could taste the alcohol. You could smell it. And I'm like, oh my goodness. But one thing I like is, like, I always like people that are, like, full of energy. Because that attracts you, though. Like, when you're, like, even when it's not, like, a park and they have vendors and stuff. Like, even when you just walk into a business and you're just checking stuff out, just the energy and just the, like, oh my goodness, like, hi, how you doing? You know, just that energy, that's, it's so inviting. Even a mean person will be like, you know what, I like her vibe. I'm really checking her. But let me tell you one place whose customer service will always be trash. The beauty supply store. I don't know how it is up there.
Yes. We in two different places.
I haven't been inside a nice beauty supply store yet. I probably have to go to the black owned ones, but they be all the way like a whole hour from where I live at.
That, no. First of all, everyone knows most beauty supply stores are owned by a specific race.
Yeah.
We're not going to call them out, but we know who we talking about.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, okay, yes, in certain areas, there are people of a specific race mm-hmm. that may or may not steal.
Yeah. Cause but havoc. That does,
they need to remember that not everyone steals.
Right.
And so I hate a person following me around the store. I don't like it. And then they try to do it discreetly, and it's just like, I see you.
Right.
Once that happens, I'm going. Like, I'm not even, you're not even getting my money.
Exactly. I'm throwing everything on the shelf and I'm walking out. Cause I know every time I go in there, and it's to the point where even the black people that work inside the beauty supply stores
are following you.
Are killing your vibe. They're like, they're doing too much. Like,
yes.
Sis, why are you following me? What I'm gonna do? What the heck? Why would I? I mean, I understand like people steal, you know, people mostly steal the weaves or whatnot, but. Mm-hmm. Why would I steal? The weaves and makeup is what people mostly steal. But it's like, there's ways to go about security within these stores, like even outside of beauty supply stores. But beauty supply stores are the only ones that I see, though.
Yeah.
There's way to go about your security. If you, like, put some extra mirrors up. Them little circle things that you be seeing. Put some of those extra up. Like, what is following me around the store going to do? Like, what are you going to do if I do attempt to steal? You going to beat my ass? Because I think now, I don't know if it's just in the mall, but it's like, if a person puts their hands on you, you can sue them. Like, if a retail worker puts you, it on, even if you're stealing, if a retail worker puts their hands on you, you can sue them. So everybody's like, if a person's stealing, let security handle that. Like, that's why they have security in the store. Because you're not supposed to chase after them. You're not supposed to, like, you're not supposed to do nothing. You're not supposed to touch them at all. So it's going to get to the point where, you know, they're going to start doing that to more places. Like, oh, you put your hands on me. Oh, that person's going to sue you. Let police handle it and whatnot. But shoot, I've seen some crazy videos. To be honest, it's not even at the point where the person was stealing. The person was like, I did not like how you did my, I did not like the service that you provided. Can I get my money back? Can you redo it? And the people is cussing them out. And the people is cussing them out. I'm like, why? Some people don't need their business. Some people don't need businesses. Some people don't. If you don't know how to handle very high situations, shut it down, because it should be no reason why, unless you're being threatened, but it should be no reason why you're up there trying to fight the customer, putting your hands on, jumping a customer for what? Unless a customer hits you, and majority of the time most people just call the police. Like, I remember that video of that lady in McDonald's hitting that customer with the blender. I was like, well,
with the rod, the metal rod.
I was like, well, you know, the customer did threaten her and whatnot. And I recently seen a video, you know, because, you know, certain stores that reopened and whatnot. I think, I don't know if it was Georgia, but a customer was losing their mind. Was like, let me in the restaurant. And they were like, oh, we can only have a certain amount of people in the restaurant. She's like, let me in the restaurant. And I think she hit one of the employees, but they didn't fight her back. But they just like, they were like, yo, you need to chill. And one dude was about to swing on her because it's like, why are you trying to fight us?
Right.
You know, in those situations where police ain't around, and we all know how police are, but in those situations, it's like sometimes you got to take it into your own hands. And then sometimes, I mean, you can claim self-defense, but that's if you feel like you're being threatened. But if a customer comes up to you and like, hey, I don't like how you did this. Can you redo it? Can I get my refund? Give them their money back or redo it. That's it. A lot of stuff wouldn't be so high if people just relax. Like, you want money that badly?
Exactly.
You want money that badly? Like, you want to make sure the customer is satisfied. I mean, I understand people go against the customer is always right. I understand, like, a lot of people have a problem with that. And from what I've seen amongst some of my peers, they be like, oh, if a customer gives me an energy, I'm going to give them the energy back. No, stop. Stop. Don't. No.
No, because then you're going to lose your job.
Exactly. Or you're not going to get a promotion. Like, these people pay attention to that certain stuff. Like me, I've been around businesses ever since I was, like, in homeschool. I wasn't even in grade school yet. I was being homeschooled. My homeschool teacher had her own business, and I helped her. She was so, I guess she's my inspiration. But I've always seen people just constantly be nice. Even when the person got an attitude, they're rowdy, they're constantly nicer. Constantly talking in a tone, you know, they're using professional words. All that stuff. Like, because why are you cussing this person out? If it's business, let it be business. Yeah. Now, if it's a personal, where they coming for your mama and stuff, you be like, you know, wait till I clock out. But if it's business, let it be business.
Exactly. I've actually had a few high stress calls like that. And my thing is, I just kill them with kindness. Because at the end of the day, if I give you the same energy that you're giving me, the situation is gonna stay in a place where it don't need to get.
Exactly. And then you got people watching you.
One person would just say, hey, you know what? I understand your frustration. Let me see what I can do for you.
Right. I've always kept it cool because lose my job over who? Mess up my future opportunities over who? No. Exactly. Like, listen, I worked in the airport. You know, airport, you got all different type of people. I've seen so many people get cussed out. I've had employees try to fight each other. And it's like, guess what? I remain calm. Everybody's like, oh, you always in a good mood. You must don't be going through nothing. Listen, I leave that at home. If I'm going through something, I leave it at the house. I come to work to work. Now I kiki with y'all and stuff, but no, like in front of customers, no, I'm not going to have no attitude. If I'm having a bad day, I remember, like, before I had went to work, man, I was crying hard about something. And guess what? Even though my head hurt it, I straightened up when I got to work. You know, my face was a little bit puffy, but guess what? I straightened up when I got to work. I was still, hi, how you doing? And whatnot. You know, you got to turn it on and off.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't know how to do that. A lot of people do not know how to do that. Like, I know a few people that will sit there and give you, like, they will give a customer attitude, and then when the customer is being perfectly fine, not even giving attitude, nothing. They just want to find out information. And you got to look at it like this. If I'm a customer and I'm on the phone and you automatically talking to me with an attitude, you already made the situation high stress.
Right.
Because my reaction to that is going to be like, ew?
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Like, maybe I got to hang up the truck then. Because no, we're not doing that.
Mm-mm. And I also think, like, you know, like the positivity, good vibes only. When you're like a positive person and you remember that, oh, what this person's going through does not really have anything to do with me. You know, if this person's cussing me out, it don't have nothing to do with me. I didn't do nothing wrong. All I said was, have a nice day. All I said was anything else. That's it. So if you're like, oh, it's nothing personal, I don't take it personal. And sometimes I even try to, like, have empathy and be like, you know, I understand you're frustrated. You know, it's a lot going on. You know, things going to happen. Like, yeah, we deal with this every day. But, you know, sometimes things get out of control. You know, but some people, they take it personal. And are like, it's especially the beauty supply store. It's something about the beauty supply store. I can't kick it with them at all. I think I went to the beauty supply store the other day, but it was chill. Like, it wasn't nobody really in there. But, you know, it's just that it shouldn't have to get to the point where I'm like, oh my gosh, let me mentally prepare myself to go inside this place And then even when you get stuff offline, you know, you still gotta wait. Like, so it's just like, okay, I have this place down the street I could go to, but it's like, do I wanna deal with them or should I just order offline? But it's like, does this place even carry the hair? So then that's when you have to make the decision. And I mean, I'm starting to see like more black-owned things that were never black-owned. Like I think there's a black-owned toothbrush brand, black-owned toothpaste, black-owned toilet tissue, you know, just stuff like that. And it's like we need more black-owned beauty supply stores. Like, you know, nothing against, you know, people who've been running the beauty supply stores, but it's like a lot of black-owned beauty supply stores be like mini Targets, and I like Target. So it's like I think in Georgia, I don't know how many black-owned are there, but there's not that many, and they're very located like in the freaking country, like in cities that I ain't been to in years. But it's like, and the ones that are online, like the black-owned beauty supply stores that are online, it's like they don't carry certain products. So it's like, dang, we need more beauty supply stores. Like, come on, y'all.
Exactly.
You know, everybody's doing the same thing. I mean, it's nothing wrong with that, but it's like, can we step outside the box a little bit? You know, can we do eventually get to that point?
Exactly. And it's so crazy because I actually just like a few months before we were summoned to lockdown, I actually found a beauty supply store in my neighborhood that, I mean, the service was exceptional. Like, I was just like, that's my beauty supply store, and I'm not going nowhere else.
That's
If it ain't
noise.
them, it's fine. I ordered online, or I wait till they have it.
Right. And I'm starting to see
But
people say, why they choose to go to other races versus black owned. But no, continue what you about to say.
No, like, it was just so crazy because I just asked one simple question about edge control. And then, you know, she came over, looked at my hair type. When we went
Looked at your
through
hair
different
type.
edge controls. She's trying it on me, making sure I get the right one that works for me. And I actually found an edge control that is like A1 for my texture. And I was just like, wow, like, you don't get that nowhere else. Usually I'm
Right.
getting followed.
So you don't even get that at hair salons when you go through there to get your hair did.
Exactly.
Yo, but black
They're coming in using whatever they use on everyone else, which is fine.
businesses, I don't know who started the rumor that oh black businesses is X, Y, and Z, but people don't need to kill that because like it's really giving it really putting a bad taste in people's mouth to where they don't want to support, like before they even figure out who you are, like they don't want to support. And then this one girl had the nerve. I don't know if she reposted it or it was her actual post, but she was like, oh, this is the reason why I go to other races and not black owned because you don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do this, that. But it's like, to be honest, like you could be like, oh, I like going here because of this, but why do you have to throw in like, I see this a lot. It's like you could talk about one thing without downing the other.
Exactly.
So it's like if you prefer to go to this person because they don't charge a deposit or you know you're gonna be in and out and you know you're gonna get your money's worth. Like, okay, you could say that, but if you're like, oh, I go to Susie to get my hair done because Keisha, she do this, she do that. Like, no, you don't have to do that. Like, I think they were talking about the nail salons. And it was like, okay, if you reach out to one person and they don't take you, go to the next. That's why there's multiple businesses. So you could go to the next. Like, people be like, oh, everybody doing the same thing. But it's like, that's good because if one person is acting funky, I could go to the next person. I
Exactly.
have options. Having options is good. The same way with makeup. If I know that homegirl right here, her brand is greasy and it's gonna make my skin look like an orange peel. I'm gonna go to this girl over here because I know that she has more than three shades, more than four shades. Her product does not break my skin out. Like, that's why there's options. Like, whew, it's a lot.
Yep.
But still, like, I don't know. Like, I want to say that Black people are far behind, but you know, we're catching up when it comes to owning certain stuff. And of course, I think everybody knows what goes on behind the scenes, you know, with people who've been running stuff, trying to stop others from trying, you know, getting their products or, you know, getting their licenses or getting their locations and whatnot. But shoot, you just got to roll with the support system that you have and like, stop trying to guilt people. That's how I feel. Like, stop trying to guilt people and just roll with what you got. But I don't know. I guess people be thinking I be trying to be a smart ass because I went to school for business. I can't remember who I was talking to about that, but it was like, yeah, I don't really give out business tips because people be having feeling some type of way towards people with degrees and people who went to school for certain things that they're, you know, that is related to it. And it's like, people, I think I'm being a smart ass or I'm trying to act like, I'm like, man, forget it. I don't care what people think. I'm going to say what I got to say because it can help somebody. If it don't help, if it helps one person, look, that's all. Look, that's fine with me. But for the people who aren't like starting businesses, I know I've been saying this for years though, like way back when like YouTube, like I think when everybody started to become like popping off of YouTube, that a lot of these brands, like they pay attention to like very, very, very smaller people. You know, they want to, I mean, of course, you know, they got to figure out how to promote their stuff, you know, see what their market is talking about. But a lot of these brands are starting to like reach out to smaller people, even if they're not even creators, like they're starting to reach out to them and stuff. So when it comes to like brand collaboration and whatnot, I think I've talked about this in like a previous episode about like, you know, being careful with who you align yourself with as far as your brand, or if you want to align yourself with another brand, because a lot of small businesses are like reaching out to people and, you know, everybody's doing their little thing. But when I say like, be careful, because I know there was a video, it was from Atlanta. It's an old video though, but it resurfaced. And like, these guys were harassing this woman and stuff and like damaging her car. And like, one of the guys was being managed by a woman who runs a woman empowerment movement. I think it's called Glam University or whatnot. But everybody made their page private before we can like look into it. But she was defending one of the guys that were harassing the woman. And she was like, oh, well, she should never did this. She should never try to hit nobody with a car. And it's like, no, sis. Because now everybody's like, you have a woman empowerment brand, but you're supporting, you're managing a guy that participating in the harassment and damaging of a woman's property. So it's like, you know, that's what I mean when you gotta be like, I mean, understand, like, with management, well, shoot, most management in Atlanta, they don't even have paperwork signed. It's just like, hey, I'm going to manage you, and we're going to split the money. So even if no paperwork is signed, you could drop that person. You could be like, oh, you know, it's nothing wrong when you're like, oh, I don't want to continue this anymore with you. Like, you shouldn't feel any type of way. You know, and the person shouldn't feel any type of way. Like, that's business. It's like, people drop and people pick up people all the time. So, it happened. That's life. You know how many CEOs of this one company, like, people just go through CEOs. It happens. But, like, one thing I do want to do, since I ain't really doing much, is, like, collaborate with brands, smaller brands. And one thing I learned is, like, negotiating with people. Like, you know, other people were like, oh, you know, I don't want to, you know, da 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 da, and then go on to the next person. But it's like negotiating, saying, hey, you know, let's come to a middle and see what we can do. So I do want to collaborate with brands in the near future and whatnot, try to work something out. Because I'm a creative person and I just like creating. I have so many ideas in my head. And it's like, I want to put that out there. But then I also have to do my research before anything. I know I had said, I said these girls are fighting over Fashion Nova checks. And, oh, I can't remember what the heck I said. But I was like, these girls are fighting over Fashion Nova checks when there's a whole bunch of brands that will actually pay you. Because sometimes Fashion Nova don't even pay some of these girls. They just send them clothes. But there's brands that will pay you and send you clothes. So it's like, which one are you going to pick? Like, I mean, I understand Fashion Nova have its clout, but, you know, which one, like, you could work with more than one person that does the same thing. But, you know, I can see why some people are scared to, like, work with certain people or, like, be around certain people. It's just, like, just the clout. We all know about that, the attention and whatnot. Because, like, that video that went viral about the woman, like, exposing, trying to expose her client for being on quote-unquote drugs and, you know, acting funny. I'm putting all this in quotes, acting funny and stuff. Because all we saw was, like, I think 11 or 12 minutes. But just her, like, and I've seen this plenty of times, like, just the whole, the mean girl attitude and stuff, the you can't sit with us. And I think this was like around prom time a couple of years ago where this woman was on live and like she was doing this girl's makeup and then she was just like looking all in the live and stuff, laughing and rolling her eyes. And then the girl was just like huffing and puffing. And the woman was like, is there a problem? Because you could leave. And she was like, I don't have no problem. Like, and she's like, you can leave. And then the same with that video of the girl getting her braids done. The same thing. Oh, if you got a problem, you can leave. And it was like, okay, I'm going to leave. And it was all right then. And then the woman was still on live. And I'm talking about the prom video. But she was still on live and stuff, kicking and laughing at the comments and being like, I don't know what that girl problem is and stuff. So.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It's like we're not in high school anymore. You got to drop the mean girl spirit. No, we're not doing that anymore. But thank you for joining me today. And you're okay. You want to plug in your socials?
So you can find me at Christina_Rayvon. That's on Instagram. And also YouTube, subscribe, Christina Rayvon. That's KristinaRayvon.
I'll make sure to share that as well. But thank you for listening, and I will see you next week.